Hello, this is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here. If you give me 1 second, I'll
Yes,
get your account pulled up so I can better assist you today.
ma'am. Okay.
All right.
I guess I'm
Can you
wondering
verify?
what there's a charge in my account and I don't know what it is.
Okay, I can help you out with your fraud claim, sir. Can you verify your first and last name?
Andrew Casey.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, Andrew, and verify your address for security purposes on behalf of your fraud claim.
1563 North San Marcos Street, Seguin, Texas.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, so thank you for holding. I'm going to go over the account with you, and then I'll tell you what I can do regarding your fraud claim. These two products that were ordered, give me 1 second. It looks like it was the beauty cream. It was skin cream and eye serum ordered for $4.95 back on November the 19th. Did you place that original order?
November 19, $4.
Yeah, it was at first it was ordered for $4.95 on November 19th for skin cream. Do you remember ever ordering any skin cream?
No, I don't use this screen.
Okay, it shows it was delivered to your address that you provided to me. Do you know of anyone in your household that could have ordered that?
No, I don't remember. I don't have no idea.
I got you. All right, can you verify the last four of your card being billed, please?
My card.
Yeah, last four of your card.
8241.
8241. Okay, and verify your email address for me.
Rocco51@yahoo.com.
All right, thank you. All right, and then when the account was created, it looks like the phone number that you're calling in on was the phone number placed on the order. Before we do the fraud claim, do you want to check with anyone else in your household that could have ordered this? Because it looks like it is matching back to you.
Maybe my wife, but she's not here. I don't know.
Okay, what do you mean she's not here? So, like, she's not with you right now?
No, she's not with me. She's on vacation. She's
I
come
got you.
for another 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. So the only way we can do this, sir, I mean, you might want to check with her first because we're going to have to do an investigation with the police department if you don't, if someone did do it. So do you want to check with her
Oh.
first and then call us back, or do you want to go ahead and do the fraud claim?
No. That's a good idea. What was the you ordered? I mean, what was she ordered? If she is that well. Okay.
Yes, sir. It was skin
I
cream,
could
and then
call
it
her.
enrolled her. Yeah, you can call her real quick. It was some skin cream and enrolled her into a trial where it billed her the full retail price of each one after the 7-day trial.
Okay, skin cream.
Skin cream and eye
Okay,
serum.
I syrup.
Yeah, eye serum. Yeah.
I serum. Oh, okay, I serum.
So ask her if she
Okay.
ordered it for $4.95.
Oh, $4.95. Okay, each.
Yes, a piece, correct.
Okay, and if the. That kind of promotion, if that's what it is, probably. I don't
Yeah.
know. I haven't talked to her.
I understand.
She's
So that's
not
what I'm
here.
saying, sir. I know, I understand. So you can either call her and you can call us back and tell us if you want to proceed with the fraud claim or not, or we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. But with the fraud claim,
No, just to make sure, because I don't
right.
want no problems or whatsoever. I'm just gonna call her and find out then. I'll call you back or,
I
so I says
understand.
cream and serum.
That's
And
correct.
it's a $4.95. Those are promotion. And if you don't cancel it within a month, that's what you're gonna get, right? That's what
That's
you
correct.
$120. Okay. All right.
All
I'll
right, I'll
talk to her
cancel it
sometime.
though, and you just call us back, okay?
Yes. No, don't cancel it. I'll call you about I'll let you know if you go ahead and put in
Okay.
you know what I mean?
Sounds good.
The investigation. Okay. That's a good idea. I didn't even think about it. She's not here. That's why I cannot ask her that.
Yeah, as I say, asking her, because we're going to track down the IP address, which is the computer or the mobile device it was ordered from. So we'll be able to see who ordered it anyways. So just make sure you check first, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Have a great
night.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.